Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Paper Wishes by Lois Sepahban, narrated by Cindy Kay. March. Grandfather says that a man should walk barefoot on the bare earth every day. Mother says that a man can do so if he likes, but her daughter will wear shoes. I explain this to Grandfather when he tells me to take off my shoes. We're sitting on our special rock at the beach where the soil ends and the sand begins. Grandfather laughs.
Manami, he says. There was a time when my daughter did not always wear shoes either. My daughter is correct. You should wear shoes. But we are going to walk on the beach, so for now, take them off. Otherwise, they will fill with sand and salt water. My daughter would not like your shoes to be ruined.
I know he is right, so I take off my shoes and follow Grandfather to the dark, wet sand where the beach ends and the water begins. As the water splashes my feet, I stop and curl my toes into the sand until it buries my ankles. The salt spray smells of seaweed and fish. Grandfather walks along the shore away from me, his slow, steady steps leaving a footprint path. I watch the tide rush up to meet him. When it pulls away, his footprints are gone. It's as if he was never there. For a moment, I feel uneasy, like yesterday when soldiers arrived. But then I spy Eugene racing toward me and I forget Grandfather's footprints. Eugene must have escaped through the window again. Eugene is not a puppy. He has not been a puppy for a very long time.